Good morning, my friends, and welcome to today's podcast. I am Joseph, and it's good to be here once again. Happy Sunday to all of us here, and I know you had a very good rest last night. I had mine too. Well, today's topic we will look at training your mind. Train your mind. Someone can say, my mind, can I train my mind? Yes, you can train your mind. How do you train your mind? I'll ask you a question. How do you train your mind, right? Okay. What do you always think about? What always comes to your mind? How do you handle situations? And how do you analyze any issue that you encounter? You see, when you answer these three questions, it's very, very important in training your mind. What you always think about shapes your mind and shapes you. We live the way you think. You know, Joseph Murphy, in one of his articles, said that you should busy your mind with the concepts of harmony, health, peace, and goodwill, and wonders will happen in your life. You see, one thing is certain, you can't always be thinking negatively and live a positive life. It's not possible. If you're thinking negatively, definitely your life will be negative. If you're thinking positively, always, you have a positive life. Now, do you handle that situation in a good way? If you don't, you likely handle the next situation the same way, because that's the way your mind is reflecting in the way of your living, you know, the way you live. You can't analyze an issue as if as if you don't have any other thing. As if you don't have a sound mind. You can't analyze an issue if you don't have a sound mind. You always add things up, you always make assumptions. Just like the Bible said that you should have the mind of Christ in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 11, he said, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ. I'm reading from NIV version, that's the New International Version. He said, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very natural, in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, nor that he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, from this place, you observe one thing. Christ have the mind of humility, the mind of attitude, the mind of purpose. He knew what was doing. He knew what was, what was going to achieve. He had a purpose, had a focus. And at the same time, he was humble, despite being God. And that is the kind of mind we should have. We should train our mind to be the mind of Christ. Well, today, I won't take much of your time so that we'll be able to go to our various churches. I believe you had learned one or two things. Please, if you want to be featured in this podcast, don't fail to communicate to us. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.